Negligence, second, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as negligence. Negligence is very harmful. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as diligence. Diligence is very beneficial. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as laziness. Laziness is very harmful. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as arousing energy. Arousing energy is very beneficial. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as having many wishes. Having many wishes is very harmful. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as having few wishes. Having few wishes is very beneficial. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as lack of contentment. Lack of contentment is very harmful. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as contentment. Contentment is very beneficial. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as improper attention. Improper attention is very harmful. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as proper attention. Proper attention is very beneficial. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as lack of situational awareness. Lack of situational awareness is very harmful. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as situational awareness. Situational awareness is very beneficial. Taking into account exterior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as bad friends. Bad friends are very harmful. Taking into account exterior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as good friends. Good friends are very beneficial. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very harmful as pursuing bad habits and not good habits. Pursuing bad habits and not good habits is very harmful. Taking into account interior factors, mendicants, I do not see a single one that is so very beneficial as pursuing good habits and not bad habits. Pursuing good habits and not bad habits is very beneficial. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like negligence. Negligence leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching like diligence. Diligence leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like laziness. Laziness leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching like arousing energy. Arousing energy leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like having many wishes. Having many wishes leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence and enduring of the true teaching like having few wishes. Having few wishes leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like lack of contentment. Lack of contentment leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching like contentment. Contentment leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like improper attention. Improper attention leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching like proper attention. Proper attention leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like lack of situational awareness. Lack of situational awareness leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching like situational awareness. Situational awareness leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like bad friends. Bad friends lead to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching like good friends. Good friends leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching like pursuing bad habits. Pursuing bad habits leads to the decline and disappearance of the true teaching. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching like pursuing good habits and not bad habits. Pursuing good habits and not bad habits leads to the continuation, persistence, and enduring of the true teaching. Mendicants. Those mendicants who explain what is not the teaching as the teaching are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Mendicants, those mendicants who explain what is the teaching as not the teaching are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what is not found in the texts on monastic training as found in those texts are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what is found in the texts on monastic training as not found in those texts are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what was not spoken and stated by the Realized One as spoken and stated by the Realized One are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what was spoken and stated by the Realized One as not spoken and stated by the Realized One are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what was not practiced by the realized one as practiced by the realized one are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what was practiced by the realized one as not practiced by the realized one are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what was not prescribed by the realized one as prescribed by the realized one are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear. Those mendicants who explain what was prescribed by the realized one as not prescribed by the realized one are acting for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. They make much bad karma and make the true teaching disappear.